This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Right now, I do have Professor Blessings right here with me. Professor, thank you so much for joining us on MUT Radio.
Yes.
So, without wasting any time, can you tell us, Usi, what was your role here tonight in this program?
So, my name is Blessing Karumbi Zagastole. I am a rural development professor. I'm interested in how communities can work using the assets and resources they have to develop themselves. I am very critical on what we call poor communities, because I believe that there are no communities that are poor. They are communities that are lazy to think. They are communities that are not taking advantage of the resources God gave us. So let's go back to the beginning. Ekuqaleni uNkulunkulu wadala izulu nomhlaba, wasethi edala uzulu wathi asenze umfanekiso abantu ngomfanekiso wethu. So we are created in the image of God. And when he created us in the image of God, what does the image of God mean? It means, what do we know about God? In the beginning, God created. That's what we know about God. He created. He's a creator God. So if you and me, as fani ngokubukeka, but we were all created in his image, which means you and me is the capacity to create. And esedala umuntu ngomfanekiso wakhe, he put him in the garden of Eden, and he said, be productive, multiply, produce. That's what God is expecting from us, to produce, to multiply, ukukhulisa the resources wherever we are. So I'm always, so here my presentation was based on my company's work. We do stakeholder engagement. We also do asset-based community development. So my company called Jonoka Development Solutions, we go into community and do asset mapping. So we're building a drone-based asset mapping where we fly drones, see the 3D, what's happening where, who is doing what. And when you come to communities where asabantu bamnyama sihlala khona, you find out that a lot of the goods are coming into our communities. And a lot of our young people and our mothers and fathers bashiya umphakathi wethu bayosebenza ngaphandle babuye bezolala kuphela. And for me, that is a problem. We need to start working in our own environment. Take yourself back home ngamehlo engqondo, ijalidi lakini kunomhlaba ukhona ngithi, but you're still buying vegetables kamnyandu. Why would you buy vegetables kamnyandu when you have umhlaba? You just need a bed like this table to produce spinach, kabishi, tomatoes, onion, anyanisi. And you can actually, a family of four can survive on a piece of ground like we're sitting. Let's come here to the university. You are university students. You have a faculty of agriculture. You are teaching agriculture. But if you go at the gate, uzobona ama students abangena nama vegetables abangithenga ngaphandle. Why are we not using this resource, this university land and the community neighborhood land to produce food? So that's where I am. Let us start to produce what we need from where we are and have each other as the market. If I'm a farmer, I produce vegetables. You are a student. You do IT, for example, or marketing. I should not have problems selling my vegetables, because when you come to me and market my vegetables, when someone comes to buy my vegetables, I get paid, you get paid. You see what I'm trying to draw it? So if we start as young people to see ourselves as the producers, not only consumers, and start now to use our education to assist I actually fail to understand umuntu who comes to university angaqedi because there was no NSFAS. Thina safunde ungeke NSFAS. I don't understand students who come to university bafundi agriculture ayohlala ekhaya abe unemployed graduate. When there is umhlaba in the neighborhood, they can go to the municipality, get it fenced, baqala ukhiqiza and start making money. From the experience of this garden, as soon as you have saturated the capacity in this garden, the market is okay, no, you need more land. What will you then do? You start going to the neighborhood to look for land reform farms and say, Abadala be CPA or the trust, can you please ask, can we partner with you to produce because I have a market? So for me, that's the kind of thinking that I think young people, we should be taught in the university, where university education should be pushed not through theory in class, but it should be pushed through problem-based learning. You know, every business that you see today was an answer to a problem. The idea that we now have iPhone lezi fage pagetini is because someone did not want to get their calls only when they are at the office. Because they are mobile and they want to keep in touch with their business, with their trucks and everything. Ama phone lawa ekuone TikTok kupela no poster ama picture. They were actually business tools and assets. So if you think every problem in your home, every problem in your neighborhood, you have a solution for it. Let me give you one problem as I go. You go into township. Ama township angolile. Pollution. Plastics and paper. Do you know that plastics and paper is gold? You can start collecting all the plastics and paper. Let me add bottle up because niya abantwana youth today yakuthanda ukuphuza, even bottles, right? Glasses. If you take plastic, paper, bottles and recycle, you've started a big business. Because from plastic and paper, you can do diesel, you can do power diesel, you start doing generators, you respond to the energy crisis. So there's a lot we can do. So I am always encouraging students and people who listen to me to think of their problems as a blessing. Because in your problem lies a business opportunity. In every challenge you face lies an opportunity to develop an enterprise. The word enterprise means to be active, to actively do something that will give you profit. So I think if we start engaging with our young people in this manner, we can actually have people going through, okay, so I can do this. All right, I can do that. And our residences will become commercial enterprises, our classrooms, wherever we are. There are people who are learning electrical engineering, but they can't fix a phone. There are people in the neighborhood, batengi ketela or iaina, just in 2-3 months, alisa sebenzi, ulashli sleep, agasadu return. The kids doing electrical engineering should be setting up electrical shops in the neighborhood. But what do? We take ama TV, ama ketela, ama aina, siobanigeza, ama Indian, ama Pakistan and Nigerians in town. Then we wonder, how are these people coming into this country and making it? Yet tena, we are looking for umuntu azosiqasha. So it's the mindset. So I am a mindset change communicator. Each time I talk to people, I want them. So that's what I was doing inside. I was trying to wake up our people to the potential they have so that we can move ahead.
Yes. Before I let you go, so you talked about communities a lot and you said there is no such thing as a poor community,
no,
just lazy
not a
people.
Single one.
So what are you hoping that the people that attended here from the communities take from today?
That they think differently. They go back and look at not what they do not have, But they look at what they have and say, with what I have, what am I doing with it so that it produces what I do not have?
Yes, yeah, so thank you very much.
Thank you for having me. Thanks.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.